Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Join cowboy singer and songwriter Bren Hill and cowboy poet and humorist Andy Nelson for an evening of entertainment at the Gunnison City Park, Saturday, September 2nd at 7 p.m. in Gunnison, Utah. Tickets are available online at cowpokepoet.com, at the event, or call 307-360-8776 for more information. Andy Nelson and Bren Hill in concert Saturday, September 2nd at 7 p.m. in Gunnison, Utah. Sponsored in part by Mid-Utah Radio.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Ooh,
yeah, earned my spurs this trip.
Darn right.
Yeah, betcha. How about some poetry?
Oh, yeah.
The late Jesse Smith is riding along with us. I love this poem. This is called The Three-Wheeler.
Well, I've rode lots of old spoiled horses, and I've had my share of wrecks. I've had them buck me off and fall over backwards and damn near break my neck. I took a lot of chances, never had a lot of brains, and I've had my share of scrapes and breaks and bruises, cuts and pains. Like I said, I've taken chances back when I was young and raw, but the damnedest wreck I ever had is like something you ain't never saw. Now, in my younger day, there was folks that say I was a pretty fair bronc dealer, but no horse ever sacked me out half as hard as did a damn three-wheeler. Well, I'd seen little kids ride them things, seen them ride them good, so naturally to myself, I thought what the hell I could. Well, it happened just last spring. It was the 15th day of May. Scars, oh, I still got them. I'll never forget that day. So it was my buddy's birthday, and a bunch of us had been working cows. We'd finished up about 1 o'clock and walked up to the house. We just got through eating, put our dishes in the sink, when some damn fool broke out a bottle. So we toasted, a birthday drink. Well, I sat around a-toastin' for an hour, maybe two, when a kid rode up on this contraption. It was spankin' new. Well, he spun himself some didos and stood that thing up in the air and rode that sucker that-a-way about from here to there. Now, to me, it looked plumb simple. Hell, you had complete control. You just back off of the throttle and down the earth that thing would go. Well, I can ride that thing, I bragged, as well as them kids do. So pretty soon I got to making bets. After another drink or two... Well, I'd taken off my chaps, but I still had on my spurs, and I'd take another great big drink and chased her down with Coors. First, I revved the engine up, then I popped the clutch. What happened shortly after that, I don't remember much. But they say that sucker stood straight up just like a dying whale, and when it came down, we covered some ground because that son of a gun set sail. Well, my hand froze on the throttle, or at least that's what I'd guess, and the first thing I hit was a garden. I sure didn't make a mess. I tossed a great big salad, kind of acted like a plow, but I whipped her around and I bought her back, but damned if I know how. Next thing I hit was the clothes. Well, I ripped them off the line. Now I'm sure enough in trouble, because you see I'm riding blind. There was a pair of ladies' panties that got draped across my hat, and I'm ducking left and dodging right, kind of like a bat. Then my hat come off. Well, now I can see just where I was going, but how to shut this sucker off, I had no way of knowing. How do you shut her off? I yelled as I flew right by my pards, but none of them could answer me. Hell, they was laughing way too hard. And then it was quite by accident, but I grabbed a higher gear, and that was like a yearling calf just got branded on the rear, because that sucker gave a burst of speed. Now we're really going fast. And I got to wondering how long it'd take to run it out of gas. Now, me and this three-wheeler, we hit this big dirt mountain. It's kind of like a bucking horse just went heaven-bound. Came to earth, that headlight caught me right square in the belly. My lungs collapsed, my eyes bugged out, my knees plumb turned to jelly. But I see these fence posts, and they're coming fast. Well, I still got enough sense, and I knew I had to turn that bike or go through that barbed wire fence, and I really tried to turn it, but that front wheel wouldn't take a hold. Just like trying to turn a stubborn, cold-jawed colt, so without thinking, I'm going to turn it with a spur up in the neck. But my spur tangled up in the front wheel spokes. Now here comes the wreck. That sucker shot me out of there and I went flying across them ditches. I broke my arms, some ribs, my leg, plumb tore off my shirt and breeches. I felt them old barbs digging in. I felt my old hide rip. I seen my false teeth go flying out. To hell with poly grip. Well, I wake up in the general now and I'm damn sure feeling sore because besides my shirt and breeches, like I said, my hide was tore. Well, now you can just imagine the ribbon I gotta take for trying to ride an overgrown tricycle. Sure enough, a big mistake. So I'm back to punching cows and doing things I kinda know how to do. I'm staying off them damn three-wheelers, folks. And that's my same advice to you.
Boy, he is so right about those things. Those are death traps.
He did earn his spurs.
Oh, yes, he did.
He's been on
earned his spurs on one of those. I have earned my spurs on one of those.
So have I.
Those are leg-breaking son of a guns.
Man,
holy crap.
That,
they are just terrible.
Pull that calf muscle right off
bone. You think a green broke colt is dangerous. Do what Jesse did right there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Well, we are earning our spurs.
Yes.
I come back to the story of Dad when he was 7 or 8 years old.
Yeah.
And he earned his spurs with his dad and his big brother where he had to round up the brood mares that had been out on open range all winter. It had been all summer because they were gathering in September.
Right,
and they had to bring them in for the winter. And my gosh, his dad drew a map in the dirt and said, "This is where they're going to be. Stay on the high country. Stay above them. Angle them down the draws, and we will be at the corral there at Trapper Creek, and we'll get them corralled." What 8 year old boy does this?
They did.
Yeah,
because they had to.
They did.
That's what was required.
And his dad had taught him.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then that day he earned his spurs and a new horse.
Uh-huh.
Let's close the show.
What?
Mike Hurwitz, Rusty Old Spurs.
When Emmett Carroll died, we's up at the graveyard, way in the back as they load old Emmett down. And I was just a kid. And the wind hummed a sad song as the king of the cowboys got a tombstone for a crown. We stood there a while. The old man said, "I could use a drink." He sat there in his Buick and he had a couple Coors. Arlene come by, said, "I believe old Emmett wants you to have these." And she held out her hand for them rusty old spurs. We's back at the house. He just hung him on a nail, kind of mumbled to himself. The old guy would had to go. He rolled a cigarette as leaned against the door frame. Smoke had stung my eyes. Words were soft and low. Them rusty old spurs, they've been on some wild rides. Hard times and clothing, you know they must have seen it all. Running crazy free, at nights by the campfires, they could tell you some tales, them old spurs on the wall. Emmett was 14, signed on as a wrangler. Take a herd from down in Texas all the way to old Montana. His mama cried all night, for she knew she had lost him. And his pa just walked away like he did not give a damn. When he's packing up to leave, the old man come in with a lantern. Son, you take the big roan, get you there for sure. gonna be alright. John Olson is a fair man. Take that army coat, them Mexican spurs, them rusty old spurs, they've been on some tight trails, mountains and canyons, where the lonesome coyotes call. You could ride 1,000 miles and never see a fence post. They could tell you some tales, them old spurs on the wall. Saw the lights of Bozeman, turned a herd to greenbacks. John paid up with a smile. The boys rode into town, drank up most wages. Emmett liked the country, thought he'd stay on for a while. For 50 years and more, he worked for all the outfits. Never rode the grub line, his name known far and wide. Darlene pinned him down, that place on the river. He trained cutters for the rich folks till he made that final ride. Them rusty old spurs, they put in some long days, from Brandon in the springtime, rounding up in fall. Now the red iron cuts the sky, oil rigs scar the prairie. They could take you back when them old spurs on the wall. Running crazy free at nights by the campfires, they'll tell you some tales, them old spurs on the wall. They could take a cowboy home, them old spurs on the wall.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah,
now.
Okay.
With every set of spurs,
yes,
there comes a scar.
Okay. Boy, that's a true statement.
You know, yeah. We were covered in scars.
Yeah.
And we learned what not to do.
That's right.
And that's why we've got the spurs that we have.
That's exactly right. You know, and scars are tattoos with better stories.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've earned our spurs and we've earned our scars.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. I love it.
I do too. Me
too. Good stuff. Hey, need to remind some folks of a couple of performances
coming
up. Yeah. Bren Hill and I are going to be in Lander on August 31st. That's a Thursday night. We're going to be at the Museum of the American West in the livery stable.
Nice.
Yeah. So Thursday, August 31st with a special guest, Josh Kirk, the Mountain Man.
Yeah.
He's going
to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be outstanding. So that's a big run that week.
Yeah.
August 31st in Lander.
Okay.
September 1st in Francis, Utah, at the Francis Pioneer Days.
Awesome.
They've got a big rodeo that whole weekend, and that's a lot of fun too. Yeah. But 7 o'clock each night.
All right.
So. August 31st, Lander, September 1st, Francis, Utah, then September 2nd, Gunnison, Utah.
Holy cow, you're burning it up.
That's right. Yeah. So Central Utah folks will be down in Gunnison on September 2nd at 7 p.m. in the Gunnison City Park.
Nice.
It's going to be an outdoor venue. It's going to be outstanding. We're going to have all sorts of fun.
Awesome.
So you have 3 chances to catch the Brandon Andy Show.
There you go.
I will remind you again next week.
And get your tickets early.
That's right. You can go online, cowpokepoet.com, and get your tickets early.
Nice.
You bet.
Nice.
Well, folks want to stay tuned for next week.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Yeah.
Why?
Nightmares from the hayfield.
Nightmares from the hayfield. Ooh, you'll never sleep again. So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
She has earned her spurs for 21 years.
Holy cow.